In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The prodigal son came back yesterday. Yesterday in the Gospel of the Mass and for the Day of Recollection, we have the parable of the prodigal son. This is the last of the three parables about loss and redemption, following the parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin, that Jesus tells after the Pharisees and religious leaders accuse him of welcoming and eating with sinners. The father's joy, described in the parable, reflects divine love, the boundless mercy of God, and God's refusal to limit the measure of his grace. Now that the son is back, and that in today's gospel, our Lord speaks about watchfulness, vigilance, then there is much to do for the prodigal son's perseverance. The great missionary and apostle Saint Paul said, "For the charity of Christ presses us." That is, the charity of Christ, his love for us, compels us, induces us, constrains us to love and help our neighbor in imitation of him. For the charity of Christ presses us. That is, what could any of us do to help for someone else's eternal salvation? What could any of us do to help for someone else's conversion, or to help him once he returns back to the faith? And what could we do for him so that he may persevere now that he has come back? For the charity of Christ presses us. That is, his love for us presses us, compels us to love our neighbor in example of him. The easiest thing we could do is to pray and to pray and to pray daily. The usual, especially the most effective, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, to offer Masses, to pray the Rosary, even to do the Stations of the Cross, private devotions to the Holy Souls of Purgatory, almsgivings, and don't forget to offer the fasts and abstinence that is done through this time. There is plenty to do. Jesus exposed himself to many troubles for our salvation, as we have seen again in today's gospel, how he was treated by the Pharisees. Our Lord Jesus dedicated his entire time on this earth to help everyone come back into the love of God. And he even laid down his own life for this purpose. In the Gospel of St. John, we read that he said, "Greater love than this no man had, that a man laid down his life for his friends." And St. Paul says to the Corinthians, "And Christ died for all of us, indeed." The closest the person is to us, the greater things we will do for this person. Filiation, love between parents and children, that is the greatest ties of love that we have on this earth. Parents have the greatest ties of love to their offspring. If parents have the spirit of the gospel in their hearts and in their minds, they will certainly do as much as Jesus for the salvation of their children. If they only have the spirit of the gospel, "Blessed is he that hears the word of God and keep it," says our Lord as the most important thing to care for in today's gospel. That is the spirit of the gospel, to hear the word of God and to keep it. Parents will not hesitate to expose themselves to any danger at all in order to rescue their children from any trouble. And I am sure they will even give their own life for their children, as Jesus has done for us. For the charity of Christ presses us, compels us to save those who we love. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, says St. Paul to the Corinthians. In prevision, in advance of any trouble, parents will go through great sacrifices and expenses for the care and education of their children. There is no price for love that parents have for their children. There is no budget. There is no measure. They will deny themselves of any comfort, even through their entire life, so they could provide for the offspring of their children up to the time that they could provide for themselves, and sometimes even farther than that. Some parents have even the courage to travel great distances. They even move from town to town to take the children to a Catholic school. And that is a great sacrifice. But if there are not Catholic schools available, they will take the choice of homeschooling. And that it is even a greater sacrifice. Homeschooling is not the easiest thing. It does take the entire life of the parents. And it is a constant and an everyday denial of themselves. It is a perpetual answer no for recreation and amusement. It is a perpetual no answer to their own desires. There is no time for that, because the charity of Christ presses them to take their children to an eternal life. Why is the Catholic education so important? It's because Jesus has said, "Let not the wise man," says our Savior, by the mouth of the prophet Jeremiah, "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, nor the strong man in his strength, nor the rich man in the abundance of his wealth. But let him, if glories, to glory in his knowledge of me." That is the important thing of this life and in any education that we give. To give education so that everyone may have the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That through the knowledge of God, they may love God and serve Him all through His life. That is the importance of the Catholic education, to teach the children the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, to glory only on that. The work for salvation and the perseverance of loved ones, and especially for children, it is an uninterrupted life of a self-denial, self-sacrifice, austerities, self-abnegations, and self-forgetfulness, and all other ways to say these words. There is in the minds of these heroes, as I call heroes, those parents that they deny themselves through their entire life to save their children to eternal life, call them heroes, and there is in their minds the great sentence of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is well known by everyone, and it is not easy to forget. "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Infrastructure. Infrastructure is required to accommodate the children of God so that they may have a place to be, a decent place to be. Home and a family. Children need a home and a family after the model of the Holy Family. United with the bonds of the Catholic faith, the faith that generates true and everlasting love. Churches need to be built and maintained after the model of the kings David and the great King Solomon, who built the great temples just for the children of Israel, so that they may have a place to worship Almighty God. And all those beautiful and magnificent cathedrals that exist in every country now to worship the true and Almighty God, all those were built by people, by heroes, by families, They were built by them who were not thinking in themselves, but in the major glory of God, and for their children and for their grandchildren. They used all the resources just to build a church. They placed one stone after another stone, just thinking in the major glory of God and a place for their children and godchildren where they could have place to adore Almighty God, our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to build infrastructure. Families need homes, we need churches, and we need all facilities necessary to welcome back the prodigal son, to have a place for him to worship God, and to help him in that way to persevere. All of these good members of the Catholic Church, all of these families, all of these people that build great churches, they did it with a great sacrifice. And for those who did such a heroic work, directly or indirectly, for the salvation of their children, or for even a friend, or for future generations, Jesus tells them, rejoice not that you work miracles or that the devils are subject to you, but rejoice in this, that your names are written in heaven. That is the joy that parents will have. Their names written in heaven as they make possible their children to be safe. And for anyone that does work for the salvation of others, their names will be written in heaven. Because the charity of Christ presses us, compels us for the love of our neighbor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.